The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Right? Ripe tomato.
The meat's a little newer.
Are you thinking that they're replacing the stuff every day? Most of that stuff sits for a couple of days, and then it gets replaced.
The lettuce
you saw yesterday is the same lettuce you're going to see today.
I know a lot about meat.
That's what's doing it. You're no longer preoccupied with sex, so your mind is able to focus. Now, from what I know about you, your brain consists of two parts. The intellect, represented here, and the part obsessed with sex.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Okay?
Yeah, you do.
So the meat goes fresh. And then they start wrapping bacon around it. And then it goes to the freezer part of it.
They start dicing it up and saying, perfect for stew.
Now, granted, you have extracted an astonishing amount from this little scrap. But with no sex Louise, this previously useless lump is now functioning for the first time in its existence.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing
it. It's a boy's day. Just hanging out. New studios.
I can't get comfortable.
Yeah, either can I. I'm trying to figure out the chair still, like how I want to sit in the chair, how I want to like be able to position myself. At least today, with Jen not here, I don't have to try to balance between looking at her, looking at Ashton, looking at you. It's just kind of,
you know. But it's like someone borrowed my car and screwed the whole seat up.
Yeah.
Can't get the mirrors right.
Oh, is there anything worse than that? Oh, that's not right.
Why is your microphone not working?
I think this place might be haunted.
How about now?
I mean, okay, there we go.
My computer is working perfectly fine on Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday when we were
came
at the old studio.
Fried.
Yeah. I mean, it's taking a charge. It's just, you know, the screen won't turn
on. I still wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that you do throw it everywhere.
I do not.
You place it aggressively?
A light toss.
Gabe, can I say place it aggressively?
A light toss. And well, I'm not going to blame anyone, well, even so, though I kind of want to.
But here's the problem, Chew. Like, me slightly and gently moving something, you doing that using the same percentage of your strength that I would use my, like, you're just so big. Like, you're so large, it takes very little energy for you to move a laptop around. So just by using that little bit of energy, you can aggressively move it around.
I think being big and tall has more negatives than positive. People think it's all positive.
I think it's mostly positive. There are lots of negatives. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you on that. However, there are days I wish I was taller. I'm not going to lie.
No.
6'8"? Oh, perfect.
Telling what you. About ordering clothes?
Why? Well,
you cannot go to a store and buy clothes.
True, but you and I already have those issues. So, like, what's 2 extra inches going to, you know, hurt?
It'd be nice to go into a store and, 2XLT. Perfect.
Yeah, they don't have that in stores.
No, they don't. Instead of having to Google that, and it sends you to Ricky's Big and Tall shop, where the clothes are meh.
You're looking like Kramer specials there.
Yeah.
if
you see me wearing
downs.
The same stuff, give me a break. I don't have a lot of clothes. They were cold.
There's a spider in here.
This seems, I mean, we'll kill it, first of all. Second of all, this seems oddly specific. Was somebody making fun of your clothes yesterday?
Someone said they smelled.
Well, I mean, that's true. It was Thursday.
Oh, you want to hear a story?
Yep, let's hear it.
Open the door to my truck, and I'm like, God, something reeks. And there's times where I put the groceries in the back seat. I drive a little aggressively.
Sure.
Just an aggressive kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
I'll lose an apple, or I'll lose a banana that gets stuck under the seat for a while. So I'm looking under the seats, and I'm like, what? I get it. It was me.
It was just you.
Yeah. But it had a sour smell. Heavens.
It wasn't the typical odor that you have grown accustomed to.
Am I Pigpen?
Do you want us to actually answer?
I don't have a problem with it.
So should I hit the sounder then, right, Gabe?
You guys got to tell
Chewy
me.
Chewy was right. Holy
Chewy was right.
But Pigpen was a lovable character.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Pigpen is very lovable. He is very, he has a lot of really great perspective that he applies to things because of his Pigpenniness, I guess, is the best way to say that.
Okay.
The spider's it's getting closer to me. I don't know what to do.
Are you scared of spiders?
I don't like
them. Put it on the pole. You are getting squirmy. You are 100% scared of spiders.
It's getting closer to me, and there's no garbage can in here.
What are you going to...
I can't kill it, and there's no garbage can.
Wait, it's not going to kill you.
It might.
I'll come get it. Me and spiders are buddies.
All right, put it on the pole. Are you scared of spiders?
That's arachnophobic. I would put arachnophobic.
Look, you know, Chewy.
It would make us sound smarter.
Chewy, the Friday intellect.
Yes. Just took 5 days.
So you were telling us, speaking of your intellect, because where your intellect really shines is football.
Yeah.
And last night there was a really bad injury. Let's just be honest. Anytime you see what happens to somebody like Tua Tagovailoa, the way it happened last night when the hands kind of get locked in that position, it's not good and it looks scary.
Yep.
And immediately the reaction on the internet was the NFL is going to get killed for this. What the heck were the Dolphins doing putting Tua out there? And there was a lot of hand-wringing over Tua, which, look, I get it. It was a scary injury, had to be taken to the hospital with head and neck injuries, had to be carted off. But you were telling us earlier this week, and I don't even know if it was on the radio, I don't even know if it was on the air, or if it was we were just watching highlights in the studio on Monday, and you were saying the first one that happened on Sunday wasn't a concussion. You were on the side of, no, that's not a concussion. I've seen concussions. You've had concussions.
I've had concussions from the front, from the back, from the side, banging my head off the turf in Detroit. My head was like a basketball. But that wasn't. Now, last night, that was.
Well,
as soon as that happened, I'm like, that is not good. That is not good at all. Yes, and the hands are a tell. I've never had the hands. I've seen guys with the hands that stiffen up and things like that. We were talking in the production meeting, the NFL, they're probably so sensitive to the fact, A, they lost a major lawsuit to concussions. Mm-hmm. They're not going to expose themselves to that. That's why they have the independent doctor.
Yeah.
I could tell. I mean, the way he got up, and I'm talking the first game, where he was at home, they were playing Buffalo. You ever have your back just like seize up out of nowhere and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of what it was. And it would make sense because it was hot as ever. Probably dehydrated. Took a pretty good hit, but I think that was his back. It locked up.
But everybody saw it and went, oh, he's concussed.
No.
And there were so many people that were pushing against the idea because he came back in that game. He finished that game. Oh, I can't believe he got cleared. How did he get cleared? I can't. But as your point, like there are independent doctors that do this now. Like the NFL had to put certain things in because of the concussion lawsuit,
sure.
And they're not going to open themselves up. Like the Miami Dolphins, yes, they're dumb, right? Like they've done some dumb stuff in terms of trying to get Sean Payton to be their coach, in terms of trying to do the ownership quarterback thing with Tom Brady when he was available and the tampering that went on at that point. But the NFL isn't going to open themselves up. The billionaire owners, the general managers, aren't going to open themselves up to litigation because they ran somebody out there who was clearly concussed. Like, he was cleared by the doctor, and once that independent doctor says, yeah, he's good to go, it's the same thing with any other injury to me. Like, oh, the doctor said you are okay to play. The doctor said you're okay to play with a knee, hamstring, whatever it is. Once the independent doctor says, yep, your brain looks fine.
Yeah, they err on the side of caution now. I mean, back in the day when I had them, it was literally, what day is it? It's April. Okay, you're good to go. I mean, look at Biebs. Biebs was, I mean, it's not funny.
But you laugh every time you tell a story.
He was literally snoring. I ran over to him. He was out like a light. They took him off the field. He grabbed his helmet and went back in. And continue to play. That was the way it was back in my day, which is fine, which brought about the concussion lawsuit, which I was a part of. I didn't take a dime. I didn't take a flipping dime. All I wanted to do was make a point, and I still didn't get what I wanted. You know what I wanted?
What do you want?
I want an apology.
I'm sorry.
Well,
me too, buddy.
Not from you guys.
Oh, not from us? Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, when I have a major concussion on Sunday, and then I'm in full pads on Wednesday, okay, someone screwed up.
And you just want the league to say,
I know,
hey.
You guys think I am completely normal.
Yes, I have. You know what? Anytime somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, I love the show. What's Chewy really like? Yeah. You know what I say? He's a completely normal guy.
What you see is what you get. But that's all I want. Someone to say sorry to me. That's it. You know? Because there's stuff I know about that lawsuit that people have no idea.
Well, yeah, you were on the inside.
I was on the inside. Yes. So, that, like, to your point and what we are talking about, no, they're not going to compromise anything.
But part of this is just kind of... I guess I'm just going to come out and say that. I feel like it's performance art for some people who want to, like, just try to make a big deal out of it on the internet to show how much they care about something they don't actually care about. You know, if...
There was shock value, yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many people out there. I sent you, there was a tweet from a doctor last night. I can't remember his name, you know, but he was in the NFL's really going to pay for this. And you said that this is somebody who has contacted you asking for your brain once you die.
Yes.
Like, how do you cold call someone and go, hey, can I have your brain? Like, how is that how that worked? Somebody just called you up and went, hey, I'm a doctor. When you die, can I have your brain?
Pretty much.
At least they asked.
I mean, there's databases, you know, it's Harvard.
Yeah,
you know,
they
got pretty long arms.
But I still feel like that takes a pretty big amount
if you go to Best Buy and say you're buying a new computer because you broke mine, just saying. You don't think they share that number? You don't think these companies are sharing your phone number? Can I have your cell phone number?
Oh, 100%. No, they're 100%.
Yeah, so that's what they do.
I'm not saying how physically did he get your number. I'm just saying from a human-to-human standpoint.
And it's not that I won't give him my brain. It's just like I kind of want to be around for like another 30 years. Can you talk to me when I'm 70?
But Chewy, let's say I like your truck. And I do. You've got a great truck. I really like your truck. I'm not coming up to you and going, hey, bud. When you die, can I have your truck? Because there's a faux pas of going, hey, when you die, can I have this? And I feel that somebody asking you outside of the DMV going, hey, do you want to be a donor and have the donor sticker? Outside of that, or outside of you being in a doctor's office, having that conversation with your doctor that you've chosen, somebody cold calling you and going, hey, can I have your brain in the event you pass?
I want to make
sure. That's a huge question to ask somebody.
I know. I want to make sure I'm dead, though.
Yeah, that's a good.
I don't want them taking my brain, and I'm like, that is my biggest fear. I bet that's a lot of people's biggest fear.
Ashton's biggest fear is the spider in the room.
It's gone.
No, waking up in a casket or you're buried. That's why I cannot. You ever watch the movie? God, it was with Kiefer Sullivan.
Sullivan.
And Sandra Bullock.
Got that right.
Barney.
Dinosaur?
No, that was his name. Help me out.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Where the guy's a psycho serial killer, took his girlfriend from a gas station like 5 years earlier, and then he wakes up and he's in a wooden box in the ground. What's the name of the movie?
I don't know the name.
Tweeters,
of that movie.
Help me out, or whatever you do.
Yeah, 800-990-3776 is the Old National Bank talking text line. If you want to help out Chewy, the movie I think of when I think of somebody being buried alive in a casket, I think of Kill Bill. Uma Thurman is put in a casket and she ends up punching her way out.
I'd like to. I know we're getting super off topic, which isn't, and we have to go to a break soon. But I'd really love to dive into this greatest fear of Chewy right now.
That's not a fear of yours.
I've never once thought of that as happening to me as a possibility.
Really?
Never, Gabe?
But no, I talked about the bell on the toe in the graveyard.
Yeah.
What's that called? When people got the plague, they thought they were dead. They buried them, but just to make sure, they put a bell on their toe.
Yeah.
And if the bell rang, then they dig them up.
Yeah, then they knew they weren't dead.
How do I even Google that?
I don't know.
Just hit he's right. I mean, I'm going to save you time right now. Just hit it. Chewy was right.
Chewy was right? Holy
Chewy I can't believe right. That's not a fear of yours.
It's never crossed my mind that.
That's why
day...
I'm an old school Catholic. I'm like, no, I'm getting buried. Now I'm leaning a little bit, maybe like.
Oh, I mean, what would be worse? They start burning when you're still alive, or they bury you when you're still alive?
What situation is this happening to you?
Is that pullable?
That's why I'm so freaked out right now.
Is that pullable?
That's, I mean, because again, in the movies, like, it's somebody getting revenge on somebody else. So, what, I mean, the Blammer is going to come over and, like, spike your drink on a Thursday and end up putting you in a box and burying you?
The Blammer doesn't have to worry because he's well embalmed already. I mean, he doesn't need formaldehyde. He's got Scotch Blammers, Rot's Hots.
Yeah, it's true. All over him.
That's still a sore subject at the house, by the way.
Stop bringing it up then.
Yeah. Why? I love drama. Blame my brain.
Wait. Guys, it depends upon the age of the person you're asking that question. I don't know what question that is.
What is the name of the bell thing?
This is Party Bus Driver Joe. No, I'm not quite sure what he's...
We asked a lot of questions, if we're being honest.
The spiders,
the Tua, you know, the him.
Are you scared of being potentially buried alive?
Sure. Do I pull that?
Here we go. Actually, the name of the movie, Buried Alive, Tommy from Sheboygan.
No, that's not it. Nope. Kiefer Sullivan, Sandra Bullock.
Sutherland.
What did I call him?
Sullivan.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Does matter.
No, I want to know the name of the movie. Okay.
The Vanishing?
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, Jeff Bridges is in that too?
Yes. He's Barney.
He's Barney. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vanishing.
Love our listeners. Our listeners are great. They're better than you.
You know what? They are. Shout out to our listeners. Shout out to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Listeners.
No. So it depends upon the age of the person asking you that question in terms of the have the brain question. No. I don't feel, and like, there are two places where I feel it's acceptable to have the conversation if somebody can have your brain and or other organs. One is at the DMV, and that's not even asking. That's like, hey, do you want the donor sticker? And B, at the doctor's office with the doctor you've chosen. If you are a doctor cold calling patients asking if you can have their brain once they pass, like...
Is that my decision or my wife's?
I would think
in your household.
Everything is Angie's decision in your household, but... Ultimately, I would like to think that you would have a say and she would carry out those wishes.
Okay.
Do you want to give
again,
it away?
I
don't.
Ideally, I'd like to think that's the way it happens, but again, whatever Angie decides, I'm not going to argue with.
Smart man.
Cousin Subs Game Day Giveaway going on right now. This is your chance to win a $400 ticket gift, $400 Ticket King gift certificate to purchase tickets to an upcoming gamer concert, your choice. And to enter, all you have to do is go to cousinsubs.com/gameday giveaway. At the end of the year, they'll have one grand prize winner to be selected, and they'll win a Ticket King gift certificate to take in a Green Bay game with a guest hotel and tickets to the Tundra Trio tailgate beforehand. And it looks like a great time, Tundra Trio tailgate right adjacent to the football stadium in Green Bay. It's the Cousin Subs Game Day Giveaway. Enter now at cousinsubs.com/gameday giveaway.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Shouldn't you mark that thing, though?
Mark what thing?
What the are
anal,
we talking
anal
about?
Thermometer, not just wash it and put it back in the medicine cabinet. Shouldn't there be,
you
shouldn't
know
it be
that
like
that's
orange?
The anal one, yeah. It
I would
be a
like
different
to
color.
Think that this was a hypothetical he's throwing out there.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Morbid in the opening segment? Marie from Burlington just accused us of being morbid in the first... I mean, I guess we were talking about Chewy dying, what he's going to do with his brain, being potentially buried alive.
He brought it up, though. I mean...
But isn't that, like, people's biggest fear? It's that in public speaking?
Well, death.
Spiders.
Death itself. You know, public speaking for a while, because I know that's a Seinfeld bit. I know that was a bit, as they played it in Seinfeld. It was a bit that he did in a stand-up in the 90s of the number one fear in America was public speaking. Number two was death.
Yeah.
So you'd be better off, if you went to a funeral, you'd be better off in the casket than giving the eulogy. Like, that was the joke that Jerry would always tell. And she does have a question. What happened with Gabe's tires? I mean, I just got them replaced. It cost me a lot of money, and... We move on.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of did.
I'll tell you what, though. The one thing I was concerned about was, and fortunately there was some damage to the rims, but not enough where it prevents them from being functional. So I didn't have to pay for new rims and actual whole new tire and that whole thing. It was just the actual rubber part or whatever. So I was concerned about, though, because I had two flat tires. Like, how are they going to get a tow truck in there?
So how'd they do it?
So they brought in, as part of the, so I have a Jeep. So I use Jeep roadside assistance to call the tow. And they ask what the clearance is. And it's 6 feet, 7 inches is our clearance in there. So the tow they sent had a clearance of just barely 6'7". Like, it got in there, and the way he maneuvered,
there's no way it's 6'7". It's higher than 6'7", because my truck gets through there, and the truck is bigger than me, and I'm 6'6".
I'm just saying, the sign says 6'7" clearance when you come in. That's where I was getting that number.
Do you wish now it said caution curb right here?
I do. Yes, I do. So the way he maneuvered around and getting in and out of that parking garage with my vehicle was nothing less of impressive. Yeah. But then, you know, we took it to a tire shop on Blue Mound, and I got a couple new tires. Pretty much, I wasted most of my day yesterday trying to get new tires. Ended up buying money. The end of the story isn't nearly as fun as me getting two tires and getting, you know, content out of that. But that's the follow up and the closure to that story yesterday of me getting two flat tires in the parking garage. Was me spending most of my day yesterday getting two new tires and, you know, spending money on it that I didn't really want to spend.
At least you got tires, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're up, we're functional. Yeah, I was able to drive in today. I didn't get any flat tires today. My parking pass is operational. We're getting better.
All right.
We're making that progressional progress that we talk about with the Packers, and that's what today was. Today we got a little bit better.
So maybe phones will be the next thing?
So that's the other thing. Right now, we do not have phones. And because we're in new studio space, we are efforting. Because I know Jason, especially the day before a Packer game, and you'll get plenty of Jason takes if you listen to Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon. But Jason just provides that perspective of being in the locker room, covering the team on a day-to-day basis, that we really want to have Jason on. So we are going to try to figure out a way to have Jason on. Same thing with Craig Karmazin, because we like to have fun with Craig on Fridays. We're going to effort to find ways to potentially get them on. I saw Craig wandering the halls here yesterday. Maybe we can guilt him into coming in early and doing a segment in person if he's going to be here, since we're all in the same spot now. Maybe that's something we can guilt Craig into. But we'll still take your calls. We'll still take your text, 800-990-3776. I just got to put a bow on the Tua thing that we were talking about. Every once in a while, I think we need the reminder. And it's unfortunate what happened to Tua last night. Like, you don't want to see that. But that's what can happen in football. When people the size of the man sitting across from me are running as fast as the man sitting across me. Like, I give Chewy crap because he was slow. Like, but he was NFL slow, right? Like, yeah. In terms of a human being.
I could race him right now.
How about NFL average?
God, okay. I want to go in the hallway and race him right now.
I'll take NFL average. Yeah, I'm not taking NFL slow, because if you run a 4.66 at 256 pounds.
I thought you ran like a 4.8.
That was when I wasn't ready. I wasn't warmed up.
I believe it was more to a 4.9, actually.
Yeah, and I had the wrong pair of shoes.
flip-flops.
I was just going by your combine numbers. Yeah. I apologize. But you were NFL. But for you, at the size you were, and size you are, like, to be moving at that speed.
Yeah, it's scary.
Like, that's something that can happen in these games. And even though the NFL has done things to make the game safer, and I feel like helmets have come so far, like, there is still only so much you can do when a 250-pound man is moving at that speed, and a 230-pound man is also moving at a speed going in a similar, in the opposite direction. Like, you're going to have big collisions. You're going to have big hits. And I know it's something we used to celebrate. It's something that used to be celebrated on Monday Night Football, when they did that guy got lit up segment. But every once in a while, just being reminded, like, yeah, this is a really dangerous game that we all enjoy every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday.
But you could tell that Tua wasn't 100%. Because if he is, he escapes that. You could just tell his back was really bothering, which leads me to believe that it really was the back, and he wasn't covering anything up.
No, and I think that proved that to be true.
That was one of those moments where you see it. I saw it real time. I saw it actually, and I'm like, ooh, that is not good. You know?
Yeah. You see the hands kind of.
You think they'll ever try to get rid of that kind of tackle?
But like,
where the guy just violently, I mean,
what are you supposed
to
do?
I know it gets to a point where it's not football anymore.
Sure.
But
well, and there are some in your demographic that will argue that it's not even football anymore.
Oh, we have a term for it.
Soft.
No. Much harsh. You can't say it.
You can't say the other one. Right.
I'm just starts with a P.
Okay.
Potatoes.
Yep.
Nailed it.
I love
the
potatoes.
Potatoification of football.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a great
Yes, that's good. Yeah. Yes. That is really good.
I think we just came up with the podcast title.
But it's smart.
Write it down.
It's smart, but that is, you know, I remember when the horse collar was legal. And guys were getting horse collared and snapping their tib and fib, and then they finally did away with it.
That probably took too long.
I tell you what, it will not surprise me if they try to get rid of that kind of a tackle where they have, you could call him a defenseless player.
Sure.
And I mean, it's a tackle.
I mean,
it's a tackle, but he really whipped him around.
It's tough because they tried to get rid of the, and I don't know if this is still in there or if guys have just gotten better at it because, and Clay Matthews was in the news this week saying he wished he would have retired a member of the Packers, thought he was going to potentially come back. But if you remember, they had a rule change after Aaron broke his collarbone that you couldn't put your full weight on the quarterback when you brought him down.
Like, how do you
Clay got called for a couple of roughing the passer penalties after sacks the following season, and everybody was losing their minds. And I think eventually that kind of got phased out. I don't know if it's still in the rule book and they just don't really follow it because they realized, like, oh, yeah, it's really hard to actually tackle someone without putting their
can
your
you
body
jump?
Weight on
I know you cannot jump in high school, correct? With the ball cannot jump.
You cannot hurdle a defender, correct?
Can in high school, you do that in college?
Yes.
Wait, for real? You can't in high school?
No, it actually happened. So Corey Smith, who is an electric running back for Catholic Memorial, catch their game tonight as they take on Pius right here on 94.5 ESPN. This kid, I mean, just to let you know how good this kid is, he has not just offers from Wisconsin, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Michigan State. Like, they are lining up, and he's just a junior. He hurdled someone on a punt return earlier this year, and it was a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
You get called for it. I believe in college you can hurdle, and in the NFL, I believe you still can.
Yeah, you definitely
can. The reason why that's dangerous, and we've got the example of Nick Collins here, somebody tried to hurdle him, and he went for the tackle, and he wrecked his neck, and we never saw Nick Collins again.
Well, I did it foolishly one time. That's all it took for me to never do it again. Cincinnati. There's a trading card of it.
Of you hurdling someone?
Yes.
Did you take a helmet to the Jimmy?
No, I fell right on my face. Literally fell on my face.
Does the card look cool, though?
The card looks cool. I mean, if the guy lifted his helmet, he would hit me in the junk.
Yeah.
But I dragged. My one leg cleared, and I was lazy with my second one.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring that. Anybody who's run the hurdles, you know.
I literally face planted, and they were laughing at me, you know?
Well, I mean.
They were laughing. That hurt so bad. Even with a face mask on.
Chewy, that was probably pretty funny, though.
It probably was.
So we've got a question here from Mitchell in Sheboygan Falls. Would the defender have been able to let up if the ref had blown the play dead before he made the move to slam Tua into the ground?
I don't know. It happens. I mean. It happens so fast.
Chewy, tackle Gabe. I want to just, curiosity's sake.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'd rather tackle you.
Yeah.
Come in. Do it. Let's go.
Oklahoma drill in the hallway. Coming up next. Let's Can't wait for
I,
it.
I just don't see any way around it. But it's that, I guarantee they are going to review this next year. The whipping motion, you know?
So the one thing.
Because you cannot. Where you could back in the day, you cannot pick a player up.
No, you can't suplex them and body slam them.
Back in the day, you could.
Yes, that is not legal anymore. That is not pro wrestling moves, not acceptable on the NFL field.
Was football much better to watch back in the day? Like, these kids that are in their 20s now don't remember it. But I mean, the violence of it was just like,
yeah, it depends. I mean, it my guess is if I were to go back, if I could have access to, and I don't think I have this on NFL Plus, I don't think it goes back that far, but I would love to
go back
and watch like the 1994 season you guys had just to see how ugly it was.
10 years ago, they came out with NFL's greatest hits, and I was number two. John Lynch hit me. I was airborne, and he hit me right under the chin with the crown of his helmet.
Oh.
And number two, and I stayed in the game because of the P word.
Potatoes.
Which I would have been called.
Yeah, baked potato.
Andy Reid. But I was
you were
like,
a baked potato.
I stayed in for one play just to be a man and then came out the next play for like four plays. I'll see if I can find that.
I'm on YouTube right now. I'm trying to see if I can't find it.
I think it was under NFL's greatest hits maybe 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, back when we still celebrated.
Ron Jaworski was one and then I was two. But he hit me whole. He would have been suspended.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many games.
For the hit he had against you.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, you can still sign up. Even though you missed out on last night's game, you can sign up for Cover 5. What's Cover 5? Well, you pick 5 games against the spread each and every week, and then you get the point differential. So let's say a team is favored by 7, they end up winning by 10. Well, then you only get 3 points. But you add up the points over the 5 weeks, and you can win great weekly prizes and a season-long prize if you sign up at cover5.com or download the Cover 5 app. Just make sure, whenever you do that, use the promo code WI22 to join. Again, that's promo code WI22 to join at cover5.com or download the Cover 5 app today for your chance to win great weekly prizes. Visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
24-3, and these idiots wouldn't let him change the TV because they thought Miami still had a chance. God, why are people the way they are?
It's a tremendous question, Chew, and if you could answer it, you could have even more money than you have right now.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
A lot of great questions on the Old National Bank talking text line, 800-990-3776, Old National Bank, get old. Matthew in Waukesha asking, why do you call Chernobyl corn the blammer? So just to provide the complete context here, Chernobyl corn is a neighbor of Chewy's who comes over on Thursdays. They usually have a drink. He annoys Chewy's wife. And the reason why he has the nickname of Chernobyl corn is because he grows corn. And as Chewy has aptly described, it looks like the corn has come out of Chernobyl, where there are kernels missing. There's
a lot of kernels missing.
It doesn't look like your typical ear of sweet corn. But no. Why do you call Chernobyl? Why is the secondary nickname for Chernobyl corn?
Because he always calls up on a Thursday, and it's not every Thursday. He'll call or text. He'll be like, you ready for a blammer? He calls a cocktail a blammer.
Okay.
So everyone calls him blammer. He calls himself a doctor, even though he's not a doctor. He was a pharmacist.
Sounds interesting. Have I heard a doctor not calling himself a doctor before?
I don't call myself a doctor.
You absolutely.
People call me a doctor.
You don't disagree.
I don't walk around introducing myself as, hey, I'm Doc.
That's fair. Hey, yeah. That's fair.
Right?
Chewy does not do that.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of nicknames. That's not a bad thing, right?
No.
He's just a character. He is a character. I like hanging out with characters.
Because they're entertaining.
They're very entertaining. But if you don't bring value, then you're out like trout.
Hey, when it's over, it's over. You just got to know. Derek from Cedarburg brings up an interesting point. We've been talking about the Tua hit from last night. You asked, is there a way that the NFL is going to look at trying to prevent that type of hit? And Derek from Cedarburg says, imagine not being able to finish a whipping tackle on Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. I feel like QBs like that will find a way to wiggle out of it. And that's the other thing that I'm thinking of, where if that's a way you want to go, then to me, you have to have an in-the-grasp type rule for the quarterback.
Just a quick whistle?
Yeah. So then plays like, and the famous one that I can think of where I thought they had him wrapped up and I thought they were going to blow the whistle was the Super Bowl where one of the Super Bowls where the Giants beat the Patriots, but the one that included the helmet catch, because it looked like Eli Manning was wrapped up and in the grasp, somehow slipped away, then got the ball away, and Tyree makes the helmet catch. So to me, that's the easiest way to do this. You don't eliminate some of these tackles, but if you want to, again, help prevent injuries to quarterbacks in the pocket, things like that, it may lead to a quick whistle, which is counter to what the NFL has been pushing. They push everything for offense.
Well, that's what
cool
people
plays.
Want.
It's what people want. So that would potentially take away from that, where it might be easier to get a sack if you have a quick
whistle. And people
are
going to complain, but And I stopped watching the game at that point. You think Miami would have won the game had Tua stayed in?
It'd have been interesting.
But now what if been he more has interesting. Lingering concussion effects and Tua's out for
I
the next 10 games? They're done.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't They're imagine. Done. And Bridgewater hit a bomb right away to Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, is really good. And he hit a bomb right away. I'm like, okay, maybe they won't miss anything. And as the game went along, you could see why Teddy Bridgewater is a backup in the NFL. But if he misses a significant amount of time, yeah.
No, I'm and not I can't for imagine, it. I'm not, because football has to be football.
Yeah.
At some point, it can't be flag football or potato football. But I get the point. Tom Brady goes out, Aaron Rodgers goes out, Patrick Mahomes goes out. People are going to lose interest.
100%.
People are going to lose interest, so.
Yeah, you want to protect them as much as you can, but you still need, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you do in that instance, but I can tell you this. I mean, if you coach it long enough, it's still going to happen, but not as much, because I remember the transition from being able to hit a person in the head to where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
That took like 4 or 5 years of coaching.
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely.
That took 4 or 5 years of coaching to tell these safeties, your target can no longer be the head.
Yep.
It can't be the head. Now, sometimes it happens because it's a moving target and it's tough.
And I'll tell you what, I think the officials have done a really good job, and maybe this is just the way that replay has continuously evolved, and now officials can get advice from a booth official who sees things on replay where something looks bad in real time, but then you see it in replay and go, oh, he didn't lead with his crown. He actually led with his shoulder. But I think the officials have also gotten better at officiating it, where there still is, not every big hit is automatically going to be a penalty like it felt like it was for a couple of years.
Well, they have to measure intent.
Yes.
I can look and say the safety was intending to target that guy's head.
Yep.
Sometimes it just happens.
Yep.
You know?
Because sometimes the offensive player lowers his helmet and initiates
Correct.
The contact.
So that's the toughest part for officials, is measuring the intent, because there are targeting calls, especially in college, and I'm like, come on, that is not targeting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then they wind up tossing the guy for a full game, and it's just, I don't know. I just think, and I'm not a proponent of it, I think this is something that they will look at the end of the year. They might say, we can't do anything about it, tackling, or they may.
800-990-3776 is the old National Bank talk and text line. Usually you hear Craig Karmazin in this spot. Craig is going to be joining us in studio, having some issues with our phone lines. So if you want to call, sorry, it's just not an option right now, but you can always text us at 800-990-3776 like Ashton in Sheboygan does, saying, Thursday night football has always given me a bad vibe based on recovery time. I've always said that they should open the season on Thursday, then it goes away until bye week. Starting week 8, teams coming off the bye play Thursday night football.
So how many Thursday games do the Packers have?
One. Typically everybody has one.
One's fine, because we played on Thanksgiving. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Players actually like it.
Really?
Practice? Practicing is the worst part. Everyone thinks that 7 days a week football is awesome. It is not. You know what's awesome?
One
day a week. So when you play on a Sunday, you have to get either Monday or Tuesday off. It's league rules. It's always been a league rule. And then you're flying out Wednesday. Yeah, you're a little banged up, but.
But you're also going to get a little extra time off.
That's why players like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it 4 times a year.
Yeah.
But certainly one or two.
So that's one idea that Ashton brings up, and I know Homer's always been a proponent of. Why not add another bye week to the schedule? It adds another week to the season, and then set up where one of your byes after that, that's when you play on Thursday.
Well, why don't they?
I don't know.
I mean, you could clearly start the season a week earlier.
Yeah, you it's could like start we're at Labor Day weekend.
Because it's like 2 weeks between college start and the NFL start.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys used to start on Labor Day weekend, and now
we did. Now they've bumped it back.
They've abandoned Labor Day weekend.
But
and
then we also
sure
played in the Super Bowl at the end of January.
Yes. Which, as somebody, as a kid who had a late January birthday, I always appreciated, because the Super Bowl was around my birthday.
Yeah.
And I always appreciated that as a kid.
Thanks, Chewy.
From revenue cycle optimization to working capital management, Fifth Third Bank Milwaukee knows your business requires custom solutions to meet the moments you're navigating. Look, Fifth Third Bank Milwaukee has that personal touch you're looking for your business. They are rooting for your business to succeed, and they're going to do everything they can to help that business succeed. Whether you know, you're a network of a company of one, whether you're a larger scale operation, Fifth Third Bank Milwaukee connects you with a network of seasoned healthcare, government, and nonprofit focused professionals who understand your organizational goals and are here to help you succeed. Fifth Third Bank, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC. You okay over there, big guy?
I got it.
Okay, he found the big hit that he took from John Lynch. We'll see if we can somehow tweet it out, because Ashton and I are going to look at it and probably throw up afterwards.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Next thing you're going to do is tell me that kick. You can't use kick when you're talking about something spicy. That's a third thing that's completely different.
I don't think so. It's either, woo, this is kind of spicy, or it's got a little spice to it.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
This is unbelievable.
I really like...
On 94.5 ESPN. Are you listening? Whoa. Sing it back. Oh.
$3776. That is the Old National Bank talking text line. Just taking texts right now. That's how you can get into the show. Share your thoughts as we head into a football weekend. Wisconsin, Illinois, do anything for you? I just want to throw it out there.
I think after they got trucked by Ohio State and then lost to Washington State, people are like, all right, wake me up when the bowl
pretty much
comes. I mean, people still watch it, but is their season over or no? I mean, there's no way they're going.
No, they're not doing
the
anything.
Playoffs.
No, maybe they win their division in the Big Ten, but I doubt it.
Do you want to hold on? What? Do you want to see them play Ohio State in
the
Big Ten championship?
I do.
Never
I do.
Again. Yeah, never. I no, I
Why?
Don't want to see that.
Well, for one reason,
I'm a certain partner.
Man, I didn't realize you hated the University of Wisconsin.
Have I not made that clear enough?
Well, I mean, you're a Ben Bruss toad, and he's the biggest Wisconsin toad here, so I figured, you know.
Well, maybe in this building. He is not a bigger Wisconsin toad than Tausch.
Like, oh, no.
Who?
Who put that on the poll?
I'm
putting it on the poll.
Tausch and who, you said?
Bruss. Who's the bigger Wisconsin toad?
I'm going to say Tausch.
I think it's pretty easy. I'm not going to.
Because Tausch is from the state.
Yeah, but
Ben's from Chicago area.
Sure, yeah. But they're both alumni, and I've never heard Tausch tout Graham Mertz as a Heisman candidate.
You know what? That's a really good point. Maybe Scalzo's number one?
I mean, yeah, maybe. Again, all the Wisconsin alumni, huge Wisconsin toads. But it just feels like this should be a huge game. Like we talked about at the beginning of the season of Mike McCarthy coming back to Green Bay for the first time. It's going to be a primetime game when the Cowboys come to Lambeau. I think it's a 325 game.
Yeah, it is.
Because Fox was not going to let that one get out of their grasp, right? Because Fox wanted that for their 325 window. But it's not a noon game that people are going to forget about. And I understand this is an 11 o'clock game and it's on the Big Ten Network. But as much disdain as Brett Bielema has gotten from the Wisconsin fan base after he left to go to Arkansas, you would think that this would be a big game.
Is this in Camp Randall?
Yes.
I'll watch it, you know?
But it just, I don't have the feel for it. And maybe it's because here in Milwaukee, we're disconnected from everything that happens, I feel, unless something big is happening with the football team in Madison. But it feels like it should be a big game, and it's really not. Like, it's just kind of, Wisconsin's playing Illinois.
So what was more deflating, the loss to Washington State or the Ohio State game?
To me, Washington State.
Because
I was expecting
like,
them, I was expecting them to get trucked by Ohio State,
and they got trucked.
Yeah, because
they covered in the first 6 minutes.
Yeah,
of the game?
Basically, it wasn't good.
The gap between the haves and have-nots continue to get bigger in college football. There's
yeah,
three teams.
I agree.
There's three teams that can win the national championship this year. That's it. That's the list.
Which is terrible. And I thought this NIL thing would be. Why did they pay kids when it was illegal? Now that it's illegal, they don't want to pay anyone.
Or,
I mean, what are we doing here? They gave you a recipe, essentially, to be competitive and have a shot at winning the national championship.
See, here's the thing. I totally disagree with you, Chu, only because I think everyone that was paying is still paying, and everyone that wasn't paying is just still not paying. You would think, yes, you would want to pay. I just think people aren't paying now.
If you were, Ashy, if you were a multi, I mean, You are worth $14 billion.
God, that'd be awesome.
Would you say...
Too much money, though.
Bowling Green is winning a national championship?
Hell yeah, I would. Oh, I would give every single...
I would,
single, too. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'd be like... I mean, all right, I go BC. How about UMass?
Sure, here you go. Go Minutemen.
UMass. I grew up 5 minutes from UMass. You know?
Screw BC. Go Minutemen.
$14 billion. I would go, here, UMass. Here is $20 million for the year. Get into the Final Four.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm so with you on that. Again, what else are you...
If like,
you
what have, are we doing?
If you care that much, and you're already spending the money, why not?
Where is SMU? I'm saying SMU.
Yes, where not SMU in, the 80s, in specific.
Where is Miami? Nevin Shapiro, right?
Please stand
buying
up.
Buying everyone everything, and now it's like, oh, it's totally legal. Nah, I don't want to do that. Right? You know, you can't go to jail. What the hell do I want to do it for?
It was thrill-seeking.
It makes zero sense. If anything, it made it worse, because now there's only three teams that can win it all. I'm losing interest.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get better. Again, there's always the pop and circumstance of going to Badger games. I'm sure it's going to be well attended tomorrow. And we've got a text here from Ryan McGuanago saying they better kick Brent's ass on Wisconsin.
If they lose?
Look, I don't know if anyone saw this on the Scales on Brust. I don't know, Scales on Brust, whatever. But it was a great rant by Benny earlier the week. At Scales on Brust on Twitter, he ranted about...
You heard
Shut up. Shut up. It was really
shocking.
Good.
Yeah, right?
He was bashing the Badgers football program for basically to exactly what you're saying. How are we not spending money? This was after the Northwestern story about them. It's $800 million private funded for a new stadium, which who the hell cares if Northwestern gets that? But that matters to him. And he said about how when he was playing basketball, all these other schools they would go had better facilities. Again, you're the Badgers. You're premier Big Ten program. How do you not have the best things? He's with you 100%. It's garbage that they're up.
I agree.
Only a 7-point favorite.
I've been to a lot of facilities in the Big Ten, obviously, because Dylan played at Michigan State, and Wisconsin's facilities are nice. They don't compare to Notre Dame, to Michigan State, to Michigan. I mean, they still practice in that bubble, right? Right next to the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't they have an app? Iowa is ridiculous. Iowa's ridiculous. You go into the weight room. The weight room is enormous, and then they have glass doors that look into their indoor facility, and when they open them, it plays Star Wars.
Nerd.
Both nerds.
And they open up.
Remix.
You know? And it's... Yeah. No, I agree. You know what? If you're not going to do it in football, that's fine because it's hard and there's more people. Do it in basketball. It's much easier.
I'm with
you. All you need is three players. Pay them $2 million apiece. Am I right?
You're not wrong. By the way, the one that Chewie did is called the Imperial March from Star Wars. Ash, I know you were very, very curious. Hour two, Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. We start talking more about Packers, Patriots, joined by Craig Garbison, maybe Jason Wilde. You'll have to listen to find out.
God, you're a nerd.